Because since we pass like Rebbe Leza, that 2 amas outside the tchum means nothing, therefore you're allowed to walk inside the tchum since you're only 2 amas outside. Sachtus Lashin Yikonis, his last 2 amas, walk in even without mechitzas. So Maisim were coming out that this is a good etzah. You could make mechitzas of people on Shabbos, and the people blaze mechitzas, so he's allowed to walk inside the mechitzas, now back inside the tchum. Fredig Mark Hashem, Eisfer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, L'Rovom, there's aloha about a sukkah on Shabbos that nofal doifnov, the doifn, if one wall of the sukkah fell in, caved in on Shabbos, is aloha lo yamid bar adam. You're not allowed to put a person there that the person should be the mechitza for the sukkah. In other words, you can't make a mechitza on Shabbos. Or else behemo v'kelim. You can't put animals there or kelim there, chairs there. For another aloha is v'lo yiskuf es hamito lifroi sole asadin. And you can't pick up your bed, stand up your bed, and throw a blanket over the bed to make a mechitza from it. Why? You're not allowed to make an oil, even though it's only temporary, you can't make it on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. So now Takasha, how could you say in our case you're allowed to make mechitzas of our people to walk around him? Are you not allowed to make an oil metchila on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? Omele, he answered back, you ask me kasher from this din. I'll bring a raya or a stira to you from another halacha. There's halacha oisa adam es chaveroi doifin. A person is allowed to make his friend the wall for a sukkah. Kidei sheyoychav v'yishta v'yishan. Kidei that the sukkah should be kosher. That I should be allowed to eat in the sukkah, drink in the sukkah, sleep in the sukkah. Like Rashi says, these are the three mitzvahs of a sukkah. To eat, to drink, and to sleep in a sukkah. Then, v'yiskef es hamita, a person's allowed to stand up his bed, v'yifros aleh sadin, and he'll throw a blanket over it, kadesh le'tipol cham ala meis, that if he has a mace in the sun, he doesn't want the sun to make the mace right away, he's allowed to pick up the bed to make shade for the mace. Or else v'yal oichlin, or else if you have food on the ground and the sun is coming to bake on it, you don't want it to make the food spoiled, you're allowed also pick up your bed and throw the sadin over it. So I call upon a fret gemar kashin adodi. There's a stira. Are you allowed to make these mechitzas on Shabbos? You're not allowed to make them. The first brisa says it's osur, and this brisa says here it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. Achur it's a stira. Now the gemara, I'll tell you like kasha. Hor rabbez or hor rabbon. It's like a machlokes tanoim. The famous machlokes we had on Shabbos. The tanan. We learned pekaka chaloin. If you have a window in the roof that has like an opening to it, you can open up the window, and then you have to stuff it up again. Rav Lezer Oimer, this man shek kosher, if the window, what you want to stuff it up again, is tied on, vitolui, and it's hanging, it doesn't even reach the ground, then pekikim boy, then it looks like it's still part of the roof, there's no ister binyan, or making an oil. V'yim lav, but let's say this glass, the what you want to stuff up, the window in the roof, is off, it's on the floor, then ain't pokekim boy. It's also to fix it up, put it back in its place on Shabbos. The Chachamim Leimrim Benkach Benkach pokekim boy. No, even though the stop of the glass, the window is on the floor, you're allowed to put the window back in place on Shabbos. So this is the machlekes. Can you make an oil or not on Shabbos? Telling this machlekes. For the Gemara, what's the sushtel? For Yitma Law, we learned on this din. Omar Rabba Bar Bachon, Omar Rabbi Yechonon. Hakol Moedim. Everybody is maskim. Shein Oisin Oil Arai Betchila Biyomtiv. You're not allowed to make metchila noil. You can't make metchila tent on Yom Tov. We ain't serve lema v'Shabbos and avad on Shabbos. You are not allowed to make a tent, even if it's arai, even if it's only temporary. You can take it down soon. Lo nechleku. Where is this machlokes Rebbe Elazar and Chachamim? El lo hoisif. Here the question is: you already have the roof. You have a hole. You have a window in the roof. So you just want to patch up, stuff up that window. That's only called lo hoisif. You're only adding to it. Even that is also. You can't add to a roof on Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos either. The Chachamim say, though, no. You're allowed to add to an oil that you had already from before. You can add to it on Shabbos. But I call upon him to make the oil metchila is also according to everybody. So it's back shver al kasey. How could you say on Sukkot? On Shabbos, you are allowed to make use the people to make an oil. You're not allowed to make an oil, a wall metchila on Shabbos. Well, it's rich right now, the case here. How can you make the oil on Shabbos? It's also the mechitza by us, by the Talmud Nechemya. How can you make the mechitza of people around them that they should walk inside the tchum on Shabbos? There's no stira. I'll tell you the two cases by Hilchos Sukkah. Hok Rabbi Meir, Hok Rabbi Yehuda. Tell you so no machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. If you use a person for a mechitza or a behema for a mechitza, it is not called a good mechitza or not. Titanya, we learned in Sukkah. Also le behema doifin le sukkah. If somebody used an animal, used a big fat cow to be the wall for a sukkah, is Rabbi Meir pois? Rabbi Meir said no, that's not called a good mechitza. And Rashi learns the pshat is mishum shema tivrach. We're afraid maybe the animal will run away. So that's not called a mechitza. An animal that could move away, a mechitza that could move away by itself, is not called a good mechitza. That's Rabbi Meir shita. For Rabbi Yehuda machshir, Allah we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. No, it's kosher. The ma'isa calls him on the animal is there. It's called you have a mechitza. It's a kosher mechitza. So tell you it's like this. Rabbi Meir the kapasal hosim. According to Rabbi Meir, that if you put an animal for the wall of a sukkah, it's possible. Alma loy mechitzi. That's not called a good mechitza. You're not matter anything. Melahochishori. So that's pshat in the second brisa that says you are allowed to use an animal to make the mechitza, because the mechitza does not matter anything. Therefore, it's mutter. The lav midi covered. You didn't do anything. Rabbi Yehuda the komachshir hosim. I'm saying according to Rabbi Yehuda shita that if you use an animal for the walls of a sukkah, it's a kosher sukkah. Alma mechitza. You see, it is called a mechitza. Or bezoy hochosher. So to put up a mechitza on Shabbos is also according to everybody. That's the terrace to the stirrus by Hilchos Sukkah. The Gemara of Tizgru, is that true? Eim adishamad al Rabbi Meir. When do we hear that Rabbi Meir says it's not called the good mechitza, it's possible for the sukkah pehema? Only an animal that doesn't have das. So you put him up, he could run away any second. That's not called the good mechitza. Aba adam v'kelim. But a person that has das, if he makes up his mind, he's going to stay there. He's not going to walk away. That is a good mechitza. Who adin kelim? If you put chairs there, they can't walk away by themselves. That is called the good mechitza. Mishamat lei. So there's vaita stira. The first brisa says another mekelim he can't do. The second brisa says he could do another mekelim. So there's vaita stira in the Hilchos Sukkah. Are you allowed to make a wall for the sukkah on Shabbos or not? V'su, even more than that, Rabbi Meir aliba deman. Who is Rabbi Meir going according to? I aliba de Rabbi Lezer. If he goes according to Rabbi Lezer, lohoisef nami yoser. Even if you want to tell me it's not called the good mechitza, but I call upon him, it's also to be meisef. So putting an animal for the wall, it's not worse than being meisef on the wall. That's also according to Rabbi Lezer. Ela aliba de rabbonon. Ela, may you want to tell me, Rabbi Meir goes aliba de rabbonon that you are allowed to be meisef. Eimo di yami rabbonon lohoisef. Lechatchila miyomer. Rabbonon only said if you already have a wall there before, you could be meisef add on to it. But to make the wall metchila on Shabbos, anybody said you're allowed to. So the havamina is even if you're not being matir or anything, but our kol ponim making a mechitza metchila on Shabbos, that it should be also. And for the Gemara, so the Gemara, Elo aliba de Rabbonin. You want to say your man's going to Rabbonin? It is kasha, Eima de Yami Rabbonin lohisef achilu miyomer. So the Gemara, Elo ho v'ho Rabbonin. I tell you no, we're both going according to Rabbonin right now. We'll give a new terrace right now. Rashi about ho v'ho Rabbonin. V'od yitoni nofo doifin liyamid bo. There's both dinim on sukkah is going according to Rabbonin. That what, you are allowed to be moisif or mechitza an oil, but you can't make an oil metchila. Now, teretz is like this: v'kelim akelim lekasha, ho b'doifin shlishis, ho b'doifin revius. Depends which wall of the sukkah fell in. If the third wall of the sukkah fell in, so the ma'isa sukkah is possible with two walls. The sukkah needs at least three walls. So therefore, since this third wall is b'mata the sukkah, that's called you are making an oil. Like Rashi says, two walls are not called an oil. Three walls is called an oil. So to build up the third wall on Shabbos, that's also, that's called you making an oil, mitchil on Shabbos, that's also. Mashaykin adoifin revius means you already have three walls standing. So the sukkah is kosher and it's considered you have an oil already. Adding up this fourth wall is only called like you're being moisif on an oil array. And it's mutter to be moisif. So therefore the fourth wall is mutter, the third wall is also. So mordekanami right for this is the diktoni nofal doifno. Its wall fell down. So Rashi learns the mashma doifin shimuteres bo. Mashma the third wall that it's mutter with. Or revius lehevi tikkun sukkah. Mashenkin the fourth wall is not called like doifin. That's not the tikkun sukkah. The tenan v'shem l'shalos tefanis tzulah habegimuk shera. If you have three walls, though, the sukkah is kosher. So the kid to the brayser that says you're not allowed to build up the wall is talking about the third wall falls down. So that's called making an oil arai metchila on Shabbos. That's awesome. And that the Brisa says it's mutter to build up the wall, That's talking about the fourth wall. The fourth wall is called an oil ara, is called Moisef al oil, which is mutter. So the Gemara the Churish, Yeshma min, Smeir, it's a good raya. So the Gemara, Koponim, the Kasher is, the Koponim, Elo Odom, Aodom Kasher. The Churish still shver the Bryce about an Odom. So Rashi learns, the Bishtoi, Mimita, Mita, the Kutrutzik, the Kamrit. On a bed, he gave this terrace. One is the third wall, one is the fourth wall. Do the Tony Vieskif, Esamita, but they from the Vieskomer.
It's not talking about building a sukkah.
Elo odom, but it's a kash about making a man for the nechitza.
It says klor kideisha yoichal v'yishta v'yishin.
The reason why you want to use a man for the nechitza is kidei to be able to eat and drink and sleep in the sukkah.
Alma, we see lemeipok beichoyva sukkah ukma.
We're talking about near to be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah.
So awesome, the gimel dvarim halolohem mitzvah sukkah.
These are the three mitzvahs in the sukkah: to eat there, to drink there, to sleep there.
Alma doifin shlishi heavy.
Chaser was missing. The sukkah was missing its third wall.
The doifin revius
the heavy mitzvah, because it's the fourth wall that was missing. It wouldn't be possible to be kosher.
So the kitzit says here, you're allowed to put up a person for the third wall. I lachur you make an oil metchila on Shabbos. Why is it mutter?
Now the Gemara like kasha.
Kan ledas, kan shle ledas.
A person is different. When you want to use a person for a mechitza, if the person doesn't realize that by him standing there, he's making a mechitza, it's taka mutter. It's only also for a person that be doing a bedas. A person knows that they need me to be the mechitza, and I'm going to stand there to be the mechitza, that's taka osim midirabonim. But if the person doesn't realize that he's standing there and talking, and the maisa, by him standing there, now the sukkah is kosher, you're allowed to use him for the wall on Shabbos, and you're allowed to eat in the sukkah.
So Rashi shlele das,
mutter. Then it's mutter to use this person for the mechitza.
Was Rashi why?
To mishum asiyas oil leka. There's an isli not allowed to make an oil on Shabbos.
Teretz leka, di ein derech binyan mekach.
There's no derech building with a person. You don't build with binayodim.
Therefore, there's no isler of looking like a binyan with the person.
Avol kli, mashenkin with kelim, there it is a derech binyan bekachu. Hilgach doifin shlishis osa. Therefore, saying to build the third wall with kelim, that's osa mid rabbonin. But here, to use a person is mutter. But if you do it, therefore, shaloi midas, it's mutter rabbonin warren geyser. But ladas, though, it's osa. The Rashi before. Heshum de shom yodeya shlisham mechitza mamidu shom osa. Then it's osa to do it.
Mashenkin, if the person is standing there and he does not realize that he was standing there l'shem a mechitza, then it's mutter.
For the Gemara Kasha, back to the original mice now, we started out. For how the Rav Nechemya bray the Rav Chaniloi l'das heavy. For the first mice, Rav Nechemya was outside the chus t'chum. So the eitzah to get him in was we called people to make a mechitza around him that he should be able to walk in the t'chum. Aye, how are we allowed to call the people to be a mechitza? You can't make a mechitza metchil on Shabbos. And Rami, after the Gemara, Shaloi Midas Hevi. I tell you over there, it was Shaloi Midas. It could be Rav Chizda just told the people, to the Talmud outside, the Choshev Talmud, let's all go see him and give him Shalom Aleichem. So all the people just went and gave him Shalom Aleichem, and they happened to gather around him. And then Rav Chizda said, okay, let's start walking. But the people themselves did not go there Badas to become a Mechitza. For at the Gemara, though, Abba Rav Chizda, Miyul Adas Hevi, but Rav Chizda himself, he himself knew what he went for. He went to make a mechitza. So how could he be included in the mechitza? So from here, Allah has brought down that even if one person knows that he's part of the mechitza, it's taken no good. Like the Gemara's kasha here. I, Rav Chizda, knew that he was there to make a mechitza. And for the Gemara, Rav Chizda, Shlem and Aminyan Hevi. Enechnami, Rav Chizda was not part of the mechitza. He was not used. He only let these other people that came, he let them all gather around the Talmud and let them walk back in. But he was not part of the mechitza. So the Gemara Maisa Hanu Bnei Gananoi. There was some two people that were gardeners, took care of the garden. The Ayelu Mailo B'Mechitza Shor Bnei Yodim, that they brought in water, they carried in water, could be from the Meshus Rabin, inside on Shabbos with Mechitza of Bnei Yodim. In other words, it took like 5 or 10 of them, and they made Mechitzas around them. Like you can make a portable Meshus Yochid. Outside of the Meshus Rabin, you make sure you're standing in the middle, and you have people all around you that make Mechitzas, and you're allowed to carry them. So the whole everybody started to walk, and they brought the water inside the house. Is Nagdinu Shmuel? Shmuel gave the Malkus mit Rabbonin, and he told them Omar, Imam Shloimidas. So they said this had the Shloimidas. You're allowed to make an Adam to become a mechitza if he's not aware of it.
Yermuladas is the mutter to do it the das to have kavona. Like here, these ganoi is people come and make me a mechitza. So that's also with the rabbanon to make a mechitza. So therefore, he gave him malchus with the rabbanon. So the gemara nochamais was hanu ziki to have a shadim baristika. A ziki usually is a pitcher, a leather pitcher that they used to store water or wine in. To have a shadim baristika the mechuzah. It was in the streets of mechuzah. Now Bahadi the osi rav mi pirkei when rav got finished giving his drosha, when he used to walk home from the base of Medrash, so there were a lot of talmidim all around him. It's like Kamati was mechitas all around him. So the shamish that saw these pitches outside carried in these pitches. And since there were people all around, there was like mechitas around him, so he picked up these pitches and brought them home. Zatmar le Shabbat v'achriti, the next Shabbos, boy yalinu, the same thing. Again, the shamish wanted to pick up these pitches that were outside and carry them in with these mechitas of people. V'yosalhu, and then Rav said, no, it's also for the shamish to do it. Why? To have a kladas v'yosal. Because then a blind like Ladas. In other words, the first Shabbos, when he brought it in, nobody realized they were Mechitza. But Mesam afterwards, they found out the Maisa that the people walking home, Rava, were the Mechitza. So for the next Shabbos, for the Shamash to do it, the Pshat is now the people know that they are the Mechitza. So blind like Ladas. Ladas should not let it use people for Mechitza to carry with. So the Gemara, Levi Ailu Le Tivna. Levi once had straw outside and he wanted to carry it inside. So again, he got people to stand around him outside, Shleimi Das, and he brought it in with these mechitzes. Ziri as pasta. Ziri had once outside, Rashi says that shachash atfua, ungrown tfua, outside, and he wanted to have it carried inside. It's the same thing. He had people gather around him. He didn't tell them why they should come with him. So they were the mechitzes, and he carried them in with them. Rav Simi Bachi Yamaya, he carried once water inside. In other words, you have such a heter. If you have people standing around you and they do not realize that they are mechitza, but the maisa you have them, they're all around you, and there's less than gimel tefachim in between one to the other. So you say, love it. It's called like you have mechitzas all around you. Migra din is called the reshus hayochid, and you're allowed to carry now. Yeah. Zakti Mishnah Baita. Mi sheyotzeb reshus. If somebody walked on Shabbos out of the tchum, but he had a heter to do it. Like we'll soon see, there are cases, a doctor, the marshal, if he's needed, he's allowed to walk outside the tchum. Or a nurse to make someone's given birth, she's allowed to walk outside the tchum. He's Mishi Yotzev Rishus. Somebody had a right to walk, he walked out of the tchum on Shabbos. The Yomru Loi, and then the people, the Shliach, came to tell the doctor, Kfar Nasa Maisa. Even though the doctor was on his way to go to the patient, they told him, you know, the patient is really healthy, you don't have to go there. He is Aloko Yesh Loi Apayimama. Even though the doctor walked outside of his tchum, which usually if you're outside your tchum, you only have da'od amis, but here, since you went for reshus, the din is you have a new tchum. Wherever you are at the time they tell you, you have a payimam all around you at that point. Yesh lay a payimam l'choruach. Let's say in hoye b'teich ha'tchum, let's say you started to walk, and the place where you walk, pashta means you didn't go out of your first tchum, you're still in your first tchum, is the din kidol lo yotze. It's as if you didn't leave your tchum, and you have still the tchum from your house, a payimam all around you. Which, like Rashi says, the Gemara will explain, Eftakash, the Churus, Pshita, Avadi, you're allowed to. Vaita, Kol HaYoytzim LaHatzil, anybody that goes out of his tchum on Shabbos because he went for purpose of saving somebody else, which we'll see later in the Gemara, it's mutter to do it, is Alocha Chayzrim L'mkaymim. They, when they get finished saving the people, they're, even though they're outside the tchum now, they're allowed to walk back into their original tchum, and they have the din of the original tchum. It's here the Rabban will make all, you could walk back into the tchum. All right, we'll see more in the Gemara about this. So the Gemara. Mai im hoye b'teich ha-tchum kiru lo yotze. What does it mean, we're saying, when the doctor started to travel to go to the patient on Shabbos, and they came to tell him on the way that the patient is already healthy? So he say that if he's still in the middle of his tchum, he still has the din of his first tchum. What's the chiddush? Omar Rabba Hochi Kom. This is what the Mishnah means to say. In other words, he didn't travel yet 2,000 Amis. He's still in the tchum of his first city or his first house. He's kidul lo yotze b'teich beisai. Dami. It's as if he did not leave his house, and he still has the apayimama from his house all around. Kedigmar pshita avad. If he didn't go out of the tchum yet, pshita is still in the tchum. Pshita still has that din. So the Gemara, no, Rabbi here, that Mal the time I would think, Hoyo vi okar okar kamash melon. Since this doctor picked himself up and started to walk. Now he thought he's going to walk chutz tchum, and the din is, the Rabbanan said a new kula, that whenever they tell you
that they don't need you anymore, at that point you have a new tchum. So maybe here also, when they told you, you only walked 1,000 amis, if they told you over there that they don't need you anymore, maybe you should have a new kula to say that you have a payama from that point, and you'd be allowed to walk now 3,000 amis away from your house. Kamashmula, no. That you go back to your original tchum, you only have a payama from your house. Like Rashi says in the middle of the first line of the big lines, Ma the tayma kivun the yoko lotzis b'shus. Since his doctor started to travel to go out of the tchum with a heter. For Rabbanan tikkun lei mimokam shenem maloy apayim l'charuach. Rabbanan made a new takana that wherever he is, at the time they tell him, we do not need you, that he has a din of apayim am where he is. Hochinami, af agav dekoyi b'tchumei, even though he's still in the first 2,000 namis from his house, but I would think, lim dovlei mehosam, let's give him like a new apayim am to walk. If he wants to walk further, like 3,000 amas away from his house, maybe it's mutter. Maybe the Rabbanim was still makel by him. To give him the new din tchum, wherever they tell him that we don't need you anymore, he can still go further with another apayim amah. Tamash v'lah know the Mishnah, that if you do not leave your first tchum yet, then we don't give you any new dinim tchum. You still b'chlal the first tchum in your house, and you can't walk more than apayim amah from your house all around. This is the way Rabbah learns. So the Gemara, Rav Simi Bar Chiya Omar Hochi Komer. Rav Simi Bar Chiya learns a little bit different. And this is what the Mishnah means to say. Im hoyu tchumim shenosnu loy chachomim. If the new tchum, in other words, Avad, we're talking about the doctor already walked out of his first tchum. He walked more than 2,000 amis. He walked, let's say, 3,000 amis. And over there, they told him, we do not need you anymore. So there's a din now that at that point, you have a new shvisa, and as if you have 2,000 namas from that point all around. So now let's say you wanted to walk backwards towards your house. So at that point, you could walk 2,000 namas back. So since you're only 3,000 namas away from your house, you could walk backwards 2,000 namas, which will put you only 1,000 namas away from your house, which is in the first tchum. So that's the din. Look at Nachum inside. Hochikoma. This new tchum that the chum gave you, which is 3,000 namas away from your house, move loyim, is like swallowed up, which is in your first tchum, because from your house you were able to walk 2,000 namas. Now it's true, you are 3,000 namas away, and they gave you a new tchum, which is 2,000 namas all around there. So you could walk backwards 2,000 namas, which will put you into your first tchum. We say, since you could walk back to part of your first chum, when you walk back into your first chum, we look as if you never lost your first chum. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. Let's see Rashi. Yerushim b'achi yom ahochi koma. Yom hoi tchum shenostach chum muvloim techat chum shaloi. Kino lo yotze b'tchum d'mam. Kloima. Mastisim b'shekva yotze b'tchum yaskinim. The person, the doctor, already walked out of the first 2,000 namis. Okilo lo yotze b'tchum koi. The Gisa should be like it says in the Bach. It's going on to Tchumim. If he's now 3,000 amas away from his house, so at that point they told him, we don't need you. So from there you have alpayim am all around you. It lets you go back towards your house. 2,000 amis, and then you come into your first chum, is the chiddush kilo lo yotze mitchum adomi. We consider as if you never went out of your first chum. For hoylech ad beisay v'reyuk v'tchilo. You're allowed to walk back to your house, and mamish you have the first chum that you started out from Shabbos. That's the tremendous chiddush in the Mishnah. The locha fun havlo, you could swallow up that since you could walk back into your chum, even though now you're mamish outside your chum, you're 3,000 amis away from your house. But since you have a right, beheta, to walk back into your tchum, once you walk back into your tchum, you get the din again of metchila, what your first tchum was. That you're allowed to walk back to your house, and you have a payim amah all around you. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So to Gemara, the Maika Miflugi, what's the machlokes then, Rabbo and the Asimi Bachiya? Masova have lost tchum in Nusi. The Asimi Bachiya holds there is such a swallow like that, have law. Like you get swallowed up. Since you knew tchum, let you walk back to your first chum. We consider you back when you walk into your first chum like you never left your first chum. Umas of a rabbi holds no. Lav milsi. Lamai said that if you walked out of your first chum, the chum gave you a new chum, that's it. You have your new chum. Ah, you could walk back into your first chum. So what? that doesn't give you back your original din, you still stay with your second chum. That's Rabbah's svara. Oh, malaya bayel Rabbah, sabayi es takasha to Rabbah. V'yat loy tizbaro, ta'avloa tchum emilsehi. Don't you agree that there is such a svara when you have a new tchum? And you can walk back to your tchum, that when two tchumim are swallowed up, like interchangeable, you can walk from one to the other, that you could have your first tchum back again. There is such a svara of havloa tchumim. Is somebody rested at the beginning of Shabbos in a mora in a cave, like the picture you have in Rashi? The bottom is the bottom of a mora, the bottom of a cave. Shebatoychay arboyes alpayim, like this picture on the bottom, and the ground of the cave is amish 4,000 amos wide. That's how wide it is on the bottom of the cave, and you are living inside it. So since there are mechitzos all around you, it's called like your dal damis. So really, when you want to walk out on top of the cave, you have a right to go yet alpayimame each way around the cave, outside the cave on top. Now we're talking about a case. Again, shebateichay arboyes alpayimame 4,000 amis. The agag, when you come to the top of the cave, pochus mi arboyes amis. It's less than 4,000 amis. Is like the picture here. Notice it's slanty. The cave itself goes slanty up. When you come up on top of the cave, the gag on top is less than 4,000 amas apart. Now there are two exits or entrances into the cave. One on the right side, one on the left side. Is le nimsa, don't you tell me, mahalaches kula v'chutzla payimama, that you're allowed to walk any side you want when you go out of this mora, any way you want, you can walk 2,000 amas. Now it's like this picture. If you want to come up on the right entrance, so you could walk to the right, 2,000 amas. If you want to come up and walk on the left side, the left entrance, you can walk from the left side, 2,000 amas. So even though Lamaisi, you're walking more than alpayim amas, but so what? Since on the gag itself, the two entrances are within the tchum, and there's, let's say, the right entrance, you have alpayim amas leftwards. And when you come up the left side, you have alpayim amas the right way. Now, if it's less than 4,000 amas in between at the top of this gag, so the two tchumim meet. Since the two tchumim meet, Mela, they're called like one bit chum, and you go whichever way you want, alpayim amas. So you see, there's such a svara that the tchumim meet, it gives you a din of one bit chum. And for the Gemara, Rab answers back, Omalei, v'leishonu l'cho ben heicha d'shavas b'yava mechitzim b'boi joim, v'heicha d'leishavas b'yava mechitzim b'boi joim. What are you bringing me right from over here? Here you're talking about the beginning of Shabbos, the person was resting inside this cave. So he was kind of shvis inside the cave. So therefore, Pshita, when he wants to come up, he has a payimami either way he wants to go, because he was kind of shvis inside his mechitzis. But Yost, you're telling me though, at the beginning, his Shabbos, he was kind of shvis in his city, in his house. Now on Shabbos, the doctor had a right to go chutz tchum. So he went 3,000 amas away, he got a new tchum. Now this new tchum, he wasn't there at the beginning of Shabbos. So once he gets a new tchum, Rabbah holds, you only look at the new tchum, and we don't look at the old tchum anymore. Even though you have a right to walk back and put yourself into the old tchum, you don't get that din anymore. That's Rabbah's svara. Freddy Gemara, v'heichid d'loy shovas loy, but there's a kasha back to Rabbah, and in the case we did not rest in the first mechitzis, you want to tell me you don't say the svara from Havlo? V'yot tanan we learned, Rabbi Elazar says, shtayim yikonis. If somebody on Shabbos walked outside of the tchum, so if he only walked two amas outside the tchum, this is the last mission of the parak, nun days and days, like Rabbi Elazar says, he's allowed to walk back into the tchum. Gimel, let's say he walked three amas outside the tchum, then lo yikonis, he can't walk in. Is my love, what's the svar from Rabbi Elazar? If you're two amas outside, you can walk back in. My love, Rabbi Elazar letaimi, diyoma vuhu biyam soyin. He's considered in the middle of the dal damas. Now, if somebody walks outside the tchum on Shabbos, the Rabbonin gave you four amas. You're only allowed to walk four amas. Now, these four amas the Rabbonin gave you is command in mivloin domi. According to Reb Lezer, these four amas we look as if you're in the middle of the four amas. So, really, you have a right to walk two amas each way. Now, if you walked two amas out of the tchum, so you have dal damas, and we put you in the middle, so you have a right to walk two amas. So since you can walk backwards two amis, by walking backwards you come into the first chum, that's why Reb Elazar says, even though you're exactly two amis outside the chum, you're allowed to walk in again. Because it's as far from Havlo, it's like swallowed up. Since now that you're out, you have a right to walk backwards two amis, and that puts you back into the first chum, you get the din of the first chum. So you see, Rabbi Lezol, even though one Shabbos you get yourself a new din, still if it's mixed into the first chum, you don't lose the first din. So the Gemara, Ukami Yikonis, Alma Avloyes Chumim Milsi. So you see, Avloyes Chumim means something. Omale Rabba Barba Chonel Abaya. Or me, Rabbi Lezol, come Yisuf Lai, yes, Nakasha from Rabbi Lezol, Lamar. Omale Yin, yes, I can ask a Kasha from him also. The Shemi Ali Mine Demar that I heard that Atkan Lepli Rabbon Led Rabbi Lezol, Advar Rashus. Rabbon, only Yogi if you only go to Advar Rashus. I will Dvar Mitzvah Moidele, if you go outside of the Dvar.